Good evening, Riverside.
11 o'clock of a Friday night. If you found your way here, you found your way here. And I ain't gonna make you explain how. I used to run pictures in this house. Real ones. Four cans to a feature. And you carried them up them stairs one at a time, because a fella who carries two is a fella who drops one. Best of the job was never the picture. It was the 10 seconds before. Lamp comes up, and you've got a white screen and a room full of people. And not one of them knows yet what they're in for. Now, what I've got tonight ain't a picture. Nothing was shot. There's no can on it. And if you went looking for a poster, you'd come home with your hands empty. It's a tape. Somebody talking. That's the whole of it. I don't know who. I don't ask that, and I'd tell you if I did. It come in, and it's my job to put it up. I'll tell you the one part that got me, and then I'll hush and let her talk. She ain't performing. She thinks there's nobody on the other end of it. So settle in and let you and me lose ourselves in another story.
Okay, so this is a test, I guess, of this. I found it downstairs in the equipment room, under a tarp with about 9 years of dust on it. And it works, which, honestly, I did not expect. Nothing else in this building works. I've been here a year. In November, it'll be a year. I'm not allowed to talk about any of this. That's the first rule, and they were extremely clear about the first rule. So, this isn't talking to anybody. This is a machine in a room. I've thought about it a lot, and that's where I landed. Things I'm allowed to say to a machine in a room. My name's Janet. I'm 23. I didn't apply for this. I'd never heard of it. It's a lottery, is what I understand. You get told. That's the whole process. You get told. And then somebody explains what happens if you don't. I'm not going to say what happens if you don't. Second rules, the Fridays. 11 o'clock. I'm up here. Door locked. And I stay until it's finished. Every Friday. That one they didn't explain at all. That was on the sheet. I don't know what happens downstairs. I've never seen it. I hear it a little. Through the floor, I think. I might be making that up. I've thought about that too. It's not a scary building most of the time. That's the thing nobody would believe. It's mostly just a big empty building, and I'm the only one in it.
There's a particular sound a person makes when they've decided nobody's listening. You've heard it. Somebody in the car next to you at a light.
singing. Fell in a hardware aisle, working out loud what he come in for. They ain't putting on a thing, 'cause what would be the point? I've spent my whole working life putting things in front of folks who came to be put in front of. This is different, and I want you to know I know that. She's careful with it, though. You caught that. She's got her levels set, and she ain't rambling. She's making it good for somebody. Couldn't tell you who she thinks that is.
So I found something, and I've been going back and forth on whether to put it on here. There were people before me, obviously. I knew that. They told me that. But they left stuff. Downstairs, in the... there's a room off the old newsroom that's just filing. And in the bottom of a cabinet, there's journals. Handwritten. 11 of them so far. I haven't been through the whole cabinet. This one's Alma. Alma Petri. She's got her name in the front in ballpoint like a kid does a school book. So I'm going to read some of these onto here. Because they're falling apart, the papers, and also because nobody else is ever going to. That's just true. Okay. Alma's got the same rules I've got. Same too, word for word, which I found... I don't know what I found that. And then, about a third of the way in, she starts writing about the radio. There's a receiver in the equipment room she kept on for company. Most nights it's nothing. It's static and the Longview station bleeding in. And then, she says, every so often, in the middle of the static, a station identification plays. Clean. Professional. Full announcer. The whole... like a real one. For a station that doesn't exist. She says she wrote the call letters down and checked them against the FCC listings at the library in Marshall. Twice. Years apart. She doesn't put the call letters in the journal. She just says she checked them. I've been up here 2 days, trying to decide if that means she was scared of them, or if it means she forgot to write them down.
We'll return to tonight's presentation after these messages. The Riverside Grange Pancake Breakfast, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock.
I want to stop a second, because there's a thing you can't hear, and I don't want you working at it in the dark. The reel don't run straight through. There's a stretch after this where it goes quiet for 11 minutes. Not blank. It's recording. You can hear the room in it. Nobody says a word for 11 minutes. I've listened to that stretch more than once, and I've got nothing for you. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if she stepped out or sat there. Anybody sells you the answer to a thing like that, count your change on the way out. I'm going to run past it, same as I would a leader, and we'll pick her up where she starts again.
I need to put this on here in order, or I'm going to get it wrong. Tuesday, I recorded about 90 seconds. Nothing. The roof, the guy who leaves the boxes. That's it. It was nothing. And then I rewound to check the level, and there's 40 seconds on there before it that I didn't put down. It's me. It's my voice. It's this machine. It's this room. I can hear the hot plates on in it. You can hear it clicking. It's this room. And I'm saying a thing I have never said. I've had it 4 days now, and I've listened to it, I don't know. A lot. I know what it sounds like when somebody splices a tape. My uncle had a... I know what that sounds like. This isn't that. There's no seam. The room tone runs straight through it. It's one continuous... It's 40 seconds of me talking to somebody in a room where I have not spoken to anybody in a year. I'm going to put it on here. Both machines running straight across. I don't want to be the only one who's heard it. No, he's very kind. He's been kind to me the whole time.
And that's the end of the reel. Not the end of anything else, I don't imagine. Just where it run out. I'd like to give you the rest. The part where somebody tells her what it was. Or she works it out. Or somebody comes up them stairs and sits with her a while. I don't have that. It didn't come to me. What I've got is a young woman making a good, clean recording for nobody in a room, being careful about her levels. First Friday, there's a house of seats out there, and I couldn't tell you how many are full. And I'll be straight with you. I never have much cared. It runs at 11, whether or not. I'll be right here next week. Same hour, and we'll do the only thing worth staying up for. We'll lose ourselves in another story.
This is TV17 Riverside. That's all for tonight. Drive safe, and we'll see you next Friday.